Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut. You've said say you've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to your chest. It's time for mouthing off all over the world.
It is time for mouthing off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, how you feeling, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. The icon is in the house. The legend still lives, and I guarantee you, we got one heck of a show tonight. Woo! I'm excited.
It's a good time for sports. The NFL playoffs are over. We have our Super Bowl teams in place. Oh, yeah. There were some shenanigans that happened in both games that we can talk about. And sure. You've got a killer jabroni of the week that we're going to get to. Going on in sports. And it's unfortunate that we've got very little time left to discuss the NFL, but we're going to take advantage of the time that we do have.
I told you Jim Harbaugh was going to the Chargers, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You were absolutely right about that. He is now the San Diego Chargers head coach. And I
still believe that Vrabel was a candidate for Carolina, and he just looked at Carolina and said, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a team that...
Why bother?
The Panthers hired Dave Canales.
You know, the interest is really growing for Washington.
Well, yeah, they're the only ones left, right?
I think they're going to get Belichick. I think Belichick is going into Washington if he doesn't take the Buffalo job.
Yeah, Rasheed Morris took the Falcons job, so we don't have to worry about them being relevant for a few more years to come because he's not been the most successful coach. And Vince McMahon is out. Oh. From TKO and WWE, I'm very interested to talk about this. No Vince McMahon in wrestling. When's the last time that was the case?
Oh, it's generations.
Yeah,
and there's no more McMahon.
It's not even the daughter. The daughter's still involved.
No, she's out too. All of them are out. Well, the only one that's left is Hunter.
Well,
and he's grasping at straws.
All right, man.
He's got no juice no more, man.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Mouthing Off all over the world.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the Spicy Deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
That's right. This is Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we're going to get right into this TKO and WWE. Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis are sued for sexual misconduct and sex trafficking. So this is big.
Well, yeah, it's huge. I mean, you got a guy, Vince's net worth is $2.8 billion. Everybody who's listening, strap yourself in. $2.8 billion. He screwed a lot of people to get that. Not only the girls he's paying off, but him and John Laurinaitis. And let me tell you, for all you wrestling fans, you'll know that John Laurinaitis was Johnny Ace. He sucked as Johnny Ace, but he was banging the giant Baba's wife in Japan and got the job in the office in Japan. That's how he got the job with the WWF at the time. Now it's WWE. But that's how he got the job. They thought he was smarter than he really was. And so he got the job, and it continued. And he hooked up with Vince to do all this shenanigans with all this sexual stuff with the women. And, Vince has been paying off people for years. This is nothing new. He tried to pay her. He gave Janelle Grant, that's the girl, all the new talent. He would put her up there as the wrestling whore. And screw all the guys to get them to sign with the WWE. So he'd already paid her $1 million. And then the old lady stepped in. What's her name? His wife.
Linda.
Said, "You're not paying her anymore."
Linda McMahon is the wife.
Yeah.
So she stepped in and said, "You're not paying these women to sleep with these guys anymore."
Or him.
Yeah, she stopped.
They were all sleeping with him first. Yeah. And Then part of the deal was they would sleep with whoever he wanted them to.
It's interesting to me, Eddie. Let me devil's advocate this. So
there's a devil in the pile, all right.
So I hate to be the devil's advocate on this, but women's power is what I'm all about. This sounds like a high-paying job to me. This woman in her career with the WWE has become a millionaire. So she clearly was doing this for a living. So she's basically a prostitute, a high paid, powerful prostitute.
Vince's prostitute.
So
she worked for Vince. Vince was the pimp.
That can't be
Pimp Daddy Vince.
That can't be the onus of what this whole thing is about, because it sounds to me like he gave her a job. She accepted the job. She was doing the job and getting her pay for the job. And granted, I don't know where the WWE is located, but in some places, a lot of places these days. Oh, Sanford, prostitution. Yeah, that might be illegal in Connecticut. They're not very...
Well, everything's illegal in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And one thing about it, you better strap yourself in because it's coming down. And Vince is going to write some big... Because not only is this girl testifying, but all the other girls that he's supposed to pay is testifying.
He had a whole stable of prostitutes. A whole stable of prostitutes.
He would have been cheaper to go buy him some porn stars, and just like they were doing, you know, a gig. It you know, they only make a couple $100.
The same exact thing, though. That's why I don't understand why. Yeah. I don't understand why this. I've got to dig into the legality of this. I'm not.
Well, it's huge.
I am not
trafficking.
I am not a lawyer, but I did stay at a Motel 6 last evening, and
yeah, you should have read the paraphernalia.
I guess sex trafficking, which is a word that's new to me. Because yeah. I thought that sex trafficking was when you were taking someone across a border to do this.
They do. They took her to New York. They took her to a lot of places.
That's not the borders I'm talking about.
The WWE.
That's not the borders I'm talking about. I'm talking about the border between here and South America, or here in North America. Now, I know there were probably some Mexico City gigs, so they may have trafficked them to Mexico City, and I'm sure they did some stuff in Toronto and Montreal, and they were taking them across the border to go to Toronto or Montreal, so I could see the legality issues there, but I'm struggling.
Man, all you had to do was have $1,000 when you hit Montreal, and he could have had 10 girls that service all of guys.
Oui.
He wouldn't have had to worry about it. I mean, because Montreal is full of that.
Oui, mon frère. Oui, mon frère.
Yeah.
This is a bizarre...
All right.
This is a bizarre story to me, and I'm interested to see...
Well, this is a bizarre dude, man.
Bro, I mean, you don't have to tell me twice.
I mean, he's really... He's bizarre. And him and Johnny Ace took the girl in there, and they tag-teamed her, and, you know... And they both had sex with her on different occasions. And you know what's really sick about it? All these guys that had sex with her, he's got tapes of that.
That's illegal.
Well, he's got tapes. They found them.
Okay. Was he doing this for his own personal pleasure?
The boy is going to have to pay some serious money not to go to jail.
Well, he's already paying serious money because he's no longer a member of TKO and WWE. My assumption is that he was getting in the way of some bigger deal that is in the pipeline, and they're getting rid of him. Because guys like Vince McMahon don't get caught up in this kind of stuff unless there's a big reason. Somebody with more money than Vince McMahon made sure that this happened.
So that'll be Endeavor.
Yeah, so I look forward to seeing what this is. Some must-see TV that I'm definitely going to be tuned in for to see how this all goes down, because Vince McMahon
Can you imagine the ratings, Jeff, if this thing is aired?
Oh, it's going to be aired. Every court's aired now. Every court TV has been a thing since O.J. Simpson, and this stuff
is
all...
This will be the biggest thing since O.J.
It's going to be on CNN, Fox, MSNBC. We're going to know every detail of everything that happened, and it's going to be very interesting to see all of this go down. I feel as though... Eddie, what's... is this a gimmick?
No.
This isn't
it's
kayfabe?
It's the real deal. No, it's a shoot. So he got caught. He got his hands caught in the cookie jar.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
And the bottom line is this: Vince McMahon, strap yourself in, because humiliation which you're really good at humiliating people, is coming your way. I don't give a how much money you got. Press, you always said it doesn't matter about bad press. Well,
we'll see.
This kind of press, let me tell you something. It costs you everything you ever worked for. You got the stock. You cashed in $640 million, but got other stock in the WWE and TKO. You've been tearing them butts up and paying all these chicks. Now you're going to pay the piper. They're going to march in all these wrestlers from Brock Lesnar to all these others that slept with these girls live on television.
Yeah, it
and
would make for...
California question. Have you ever been forced to sleep with this woman?
Forced?
Right.
When's the last time you ever saw a dude get forced to sleep with a woman? Especially, I've seen some pictures. Wouldn't take a lot of forcing.
She's pretty.
Yeah, she's a good-looking girl. I feel like
Man. I mean, one thing about Vince, he don't have ugly women.
Yeah.
I mean, I give him credit for that.
I coerced isn't even a word that I would be willing to accept.
Let me in.
Yes. Here she is. She's willing and able.
Yeah.
Have at it. So the fact of the matter is that Vince McMahon's run as the leader of the WWE.
Done.
He's it looks like he's done, although a comeback is always possible. OJ Simpson seems to be doing pretty good on social media these days. Go ahead.
You know, he left and he did all these deals for them with Netflix and all this other, all his people did, Mark Shapiro and all these other guys. All right, well, you left USA out there with nothing. Now, if I can't be the director or I can't be the president, what's to say that Vince McMahon doesn't start another wrestling federation and go to USA Network and do a billion-dollar deal with them and have wrestling? Bonnie Hammer, I know, because when I produced the wrestling shows, I produced and directed Hulk Hogan's comeback. You know, with the XWF and all the other guys. And that's when Vince went to, it used to be TNN, then it went to Spike.
Yep.
And so he went to Spike. Remember when he went to Spike?
I do.
And he found out after the fact that Spike couldn't draw any numbers. He couldn't draw with Spike because they sucked.
Yeah,
I mean, they really do suck.
You got to be on legitimate network if you're going to be
USA Network is legit, and they get to the 75 million, 85 million homes,
right,
and they can draw
right
off to that. So now they abandon USA Network, which is an NBC property, which is Universal. And so when you look at that, that leaves a door open for somebody legitimately to go into USA and cut a deal. See, I had a deal with Bonnie Hammer for XWF. She wanted me to bring the shows in and run 10 shows and see what kind of number it would, you know, do the rating. And so I told them, which is Jimmy Hart and all the guys just took the guy's money. And I told them, I said, look, you need to go on there and sell national advertising, which you could on USA Network, and see what kind of numbers you pull. You got a great show.
All right, Eddie.
And they didn't want to do it. They wanted to have Bonnie Hammer pay them.
All right, Eddie. We got to put a pause in this. We're going to keep talking about this after the break. So stick around. We're on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back, mouthing off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with Eddie Mansfield, the Continental Lover. And we're going to talk some more wrestling.
A rich woman's loving a poor girl's dream. And before I was rudely interrupted, I was telling you about the USA Network and Bonnie Hammer. So anyway, Jimmy Hart, who's a wet dream, he screwed up the deal with USA. They wanted to get paid. And, you know, they don't pay people. Even Vince had to prove himself in ratings before they would pay him. So all they had to do was go in and pull some ratings, and they would have got a boatload of cash. But they didn't listen to the lover. If you'd have listened to the lover, you'd have had millions of dollars. But now you're doing autograph sessions for $200, $300 a damn gig. I mean, that's not for me. I won't show up for that kind of money. But, hey, let's talk about John Laurinaitis. You know, he's married to the Bella Twins' mama. Can you imagine the egg on her face? Him screwing this Janelle Grant. And him and Vince, you know, tag teaming her. What's he going to tell the Bella Twins' mama?
I don't know, man. I feel like the women in these men's lives have to be aware that there are shenanigans going on. Powerful men seem to do this kind of thing. They don't have a ton of scruples. So,
well, not even non-powerful men do this stuff.
I would never do this, Eddie, and nor would you.
Speak for yourself, my friend. but anyway, it's like, you know, they don't call me the Continental Lover for nothing. It's like, hey, you know, beautiful women make you do beautiful things.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a man and woman. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't be paying people. I don't pay any women to do anything.
No.
They just show up because of who I am and handsome as I am. So, but Vince McMahon got himself in an Iggy. There's no gimmicks. There's no nothing. He got caught.
So let me ask you this question.
What's going to happen? The tag team champions of the porn world. They need to go do a porn.
Well, there is a lot of money in that. Maybe that's what that's his end goal, is he's going to start a porn empire.
Yeah, but they don't pay it, those people who screw on in porn. They don't make any money.
Well, yeah, but the people that own the thing do.
Yeah, that's where the money is.
That's what I'm telling you. Now it looks like he's going to go and start his own empire. He's an empire builder. He built an empire. Now he's going to go build another empire.
If he'd have went in the porn business, he'd have been fine.
Yeah, it's an interesting time to be alive, Eddie, because you said earlier that Vince was known for saying any news is, or there's no such thing as bad news. But these days, that's not the truth anymore. You see guys that would have never been taken down in the past being taken down. We are at a time when there is no amount of money or power that can protect you from the onslaught that is social media and
the woke society.
The woke society. And maybe I'm old, because when I looked at this story the first time, I'm reading it, I'm like, okay, so I guess like maybe he'll get a little slap on the wrist for sex trafficking. Although I don't know how that's the thing is, usually you would pay all of these people off and no one would ever hear about it. Is he just going to pay them off and get away with it, except we're all going to hear about it? I mean, Harvey Weinstein right now is rotting in a prison for doing these kinds of things. When you're looked at that, and don't get me wrong, I'm not on the radio here defending at all what Harvey Weinstein did, but from what I read and what I saw, he was begging like a fool. He was thinking with his other brain, it all seemed somewhat consensual. Like if someone comes to me and says, hey, sleep with me or you're not getting this job, I say, oh, okay, I guess I'll just have to go find another job. Now, that's an unpopular opinion. I'm not afraid to have them, but is it going to be the same thing here where everything I read, I'm like...
No, what Weinstein, the difference was all these big-time actresses were getting millions of dollars from him to star.
Yeah.
And they knew the deal.
Yeah.
I mean... When I was living in New York, I knew about Weinstein and Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
They were both perverts.
Yes.
And they still are. But all the people knew that. So it was your problem if you took his money.
Yeah.
So you knew the deal.
But things have changed, Eddie. That's not the way it is anymore. Now you can take the money and then you can go back and say, I wasn't happy with the decision I made, and people go down.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't believe Weinstein should have gone down.
Yeah.
Because everybody took the money.
Yeah.
Okay. All you people who took the money, give it back.
Yeah.
You won't see one of those little women give that money back.
As a matter of fact, I'm fine with him in prison. I just don't want my tax dollars paying for it. So they give the money back.
I'm not fine with him in prison. He shouldn't be in prison.
No, I agree with that, too. I totally agree with that.
That's just bull. He shouldn't even be in prison.
They
knew that. That's Hollywood, man. Hollywood that's the casting couch. That has not changed ever and will never change.
It has to have changed now. It can't be happening right now. It can't.
Oh, I guarantee it happened 29 times a day.
I can't imagine that it's still happening. They took down the king of Hollywood.
No, he's just one of them. Man, there's about 120 of them.
Yeah, well, I've always had a soft spot for this subject because so many things of my youth that I loved so much were a product of the Weinstein Company. Before that, it was Miramax. And I had listened to a lot of the talks that he had given, and I found him such an interesting person. So I have this weird soft spot for Harvey Weinstein. Granted, I'm not a woman. I'll never know what it feels like to be a woman. I'll never understand any of that. But at the same time,
fat and ugly as Harvey was, he had to pay some big money.
That's what I've always said. I was like, how do you expect this guy, if he's got good taste, He's going to spend his entire life miserable because he's never going to be able to dig in to his wants and needs. He worked his ass off.
He did. Believe me, he did.
He worked hard to get into a position where he could, you know,
do whatever.
Yeah. I mean, some guys are born very good looking and they're able to get any woman they want. Other guys are born, let's just say, Harvey Weinstein, and they got to do a little work for that. Yeah, he had to work for it.
He was butt ugly. Yeah, he was really ugly. He wasn't even half-ass ugly. He was just butt ugly.
Now that we're canceled, Eddie, let's get into this. Who's it going to be, Eddie?
Or you know who's going to be. Mr. Porno Man himself. The ex-CEO. The ex-director. The ex-board member. The ex-ex-ex. WWE honcho. Vince Porno Queen McMahon.
I mean, come on. Listen to this, Eddie. Listen to how good this is. This guy is a triple threat.
Yeah, he is.
Especially if you're a woman that he's trying to sleep with.
Yeah, Kid Rocky's not. And so one thing about Mr. Porno Man, I bet you they got him because he's a kinky kind of dude. I guarantee you they got his old ugly butt in some panties and some bras and some kinky stuff because he liked kinky. You know, he was kinky. And he had enough money to pay them bras to be kinky with him.
I'd say, Eddie, you're going to get us sued, but he's got more on his mind now than the mouthing off guys.
Come on and sue. Eddie Mansfield, I dare you to sue Eddie Mansfield. I will come out and talk about you, Vince, like you should have been years ago. You think 2020 I made you tap out? You don't wait, I get a hold to you now. I mean, you don't even want to touch that, you know, because Eddie Mansfield got money now. So you don't want to touch Eddie, you know. Eddie's untouchable, believe me.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I'm half in the pool. I'm dipping my toe into the pool here of Jabroni of the Week when it comes to Vince. The only reason I'd call him the Jabroni of the Week is because he allowed himself to get caught up in this situation. And I'm interested to see. So this happens a lot. And then you go back and you look at all of the evidence as it came out, and there always seems to be somebody behind it. Somebody that was saying, hey, you know, we could take this guy down if you just go in and we're going to give you this hidden camera and you're going to go in and you're going to show us what this guy is capable of.
He didn't need a hidden camera. He had his own camera.
He hid it himself.
Yeah, he did it to himself. I mean, he's a freak.
Yeah. Super freak.
I mean, look at him. Look at those. Everybody listening around the world to Mouthing Off. Look at that picture. That porno mustache. Everything smelled porn on Vince McMahon. He went from a class act to porn. And that's about as low as you can get.
He built an empire, Eddie.
See, his end was really what he was. The whole time. He was a scum. He was scum the whole time. And he screwed so many people, it's not even funny.
Yeah, well.
Now it's biting him in the ass.
Do you think that there are more people that are going to come to his defense, or do you think that there are more people that are happy that this happened?
Oh. Who's going to come to his defense, man? I mean, you.
A high-priced lawyer.
Hey, when they marched. All those wrestlers up there that girl slept with and the other girl slept with, there's going to be some divorces going on in a New York minute, as they say.
All right, Eddie.
Women don't put up with that.
No, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Doctor. As disruption rocks the global supply chain, businesses are looking to generative AI for help in navigating these challenges while also responding to delivery demands. According to a recent survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, CEOs are rapidly investing in generative AI to automate and streamline their supply chains. In fact, 89% of executives report that key investments in automation will include generative AI capabilities. The capacity to respond to real-time data is a necessity for improving supply chains, and executives are hungry for the right data. In fact, being able to respond to real-time demand volatility is a top operational priority, 51% over the next 3 years. Rob Cushman, Global Supply Chain Transformation Leader, IBM Consulting.
Organizations are seizing the generative AI moment to capture opportunities to increase responsiveness, build deeper human-tech partnerships, and quickly automate their supply chain. Those that don't will be stuck wondering why they've fallen behind.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV, sponsored by IBM.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie,
yes,
we burned a few segments on the WWE and the saga that is Vince McMahon, his biggest heel turn of all time. And
you know, as Dusty Rhodes would say to you, I've dined with kings, but I've also been in the alley eating pork and beans. And so, you know something, strap yourself in, Vince. You're liable to be with the pork and beans real soon. And, you know, you remember old Deliverance?
Yes.
The Burt Reynolds movie?
Yes. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Yeah, old Vince, when they lock him up, he's going to hear the echoes of squeal, pig, squeal. So,
they're going to be
going to jail.
They're
going
to be paying him to sleep with guys.
Oh, you wouldn't have to pay him to sleep with a guy.
All right.
He's already done that.
The NFL matchup for the Super Bowl is set. The Kansas City Chiefs, the 49ers, Super Bowl 58. We were both right about one of our picks. If I'm not mistaken, you had the Chiefs and the Lions. I had the Ravens and the Niners. Patrick Mahomes continues to upset me. The Detroit Lions, we're going to get into some coaching decisions that were made on that side of the ball.
Oh, my goodness.
That could have changed everything. But Andy Reid is making his fifth Super Bowl appearance. He's tied with Tom Landry. Belichick's got 9 and Shula's got 6. So he's climbing up the ranks later in his career because Andy Reid has had a long career. But I don't think that this Kansas City dynasty is close to being over. I think they've got at least one or two more.
He's got 4. He's going to win 4 more Super Bowls. Andy Reid.
The Brock Purdy, the 8th quarterback to start in his first or second season in the Super Bowl.
He becomes one of 8 quarterbacks to start on his first or second season. He joins guys like Dan Marino from 1984, Kurt Warner from 1999, Mr. Tom Brady, 2001. That's when it all started. And Ben Roethlisberger, 2005. Kaepernick, what a joke, 2012. Then you got Russell Wilson, 2013. Joe Burrow, 2021. I mean, hey, let me tell you something. Cincinnati would have been a whole different team with that guy this year. But, you know, he got hurt.
So Joe Burrow and Dan Marino are the only two that have not won a Super Bowl on that list, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you're right.
Joe Burrow still got a time to go. Dan Marino, I think his chances are out the window. But Brock Purdy, he's Mr. Irrelevant, they said. But his relevance is truly becoming more and more with the San Francisco 49ers team that is stacked. It's a very, very good team.
Yeah, but you know something? We said a couple weeks ago about Brock Purdy. When we ask about Tom Brady, everybody wants to know who's the next Tom Brady. This guy is the closest thing to Tom Brady in the NFL.
Well, it's interesting
this
you say that.
Is a winner.
Because people are saying that Patrick Mahomes is going to surpass Tom Brady's greatness before the end of his career, which I don't necessarily think is true. But
well, the frogs had wings and wouldn't bump their ass, too.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I think Tom
Brady.
There's
only one Tom Brady. There's only one Johnny U.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain guys you can't touch.
There's only one Tom Brady, period.
That's it.
There's nobody.
I mean, period.
There's nobody that's ever been like him in football. The guy
ever
is an extreme winner. All odds stacked against him. Built a chip on his shoulder. Took many different Patriots teams to the Super
Absolutely.
Bowl and won the Super
yep.
Bowl. He was a guy who wouldn't lose the game for you, oftentimes would win the game for you. He was the kind that he was rock steady, and that's what you want in a quarterback. You want a guy
yeah,
who is rock
Purdy's
steady.
Purdy's the same way.
Yeah, it's
I mean he stuff happened.
The
and
resume
it, you know,
is
you
short.
Talk about Mahomes. Mahomes will never be a Tom Brady, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Mahomes is not going to leave Kansas City and go to Tampa Bay and win a Super Bowl the first year.
No. Although, I will say this, defending it a tiny bit, that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were a quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl. And they
okay,
got
that's the, key,
the best of all
said.
Time. Right.
Okay,
I agree.
You just said. Yeah, but who'd he bring with him as tight end?
Gronkowski.
Yeah. Okay. Well, those two were magic.
Well,
I mean,
he won Super Bowls before he had Gronkowski too.
Yeah, but
I mean,
he won with him a lot easier.
Yeah. So
because I mean, Gronk could get open. I mean, that guy could run. He's like Kelce. Kelce is a Gronk to Mahomes. Kelce can get open and he
yeah.
can run a route.
Yeah.
And he's got hands and he can get stuff done. I mean, just because he's touching old Taylor Swift now doesn't mean his hands are gone. I mean,
no.
His hand's a little tighter now.
Yeah.
And I mean, my hat's off to those guys, Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid. It's like I told you about Andy Reid. Andy Reid is a leader of men. And there's very few coaches that are a leader of men. But
if,
he is.
If you would have told me that on the show discussing the Super Bowl matchup, that I would be talking not once – but twice about kickers and not the fact that they missed a field goal to lose a game, that we would be talking about kickers, I would have told you you were crazy.
Oh,
but the first
yep.
story I want to talk about and why Patrick Mahomes will never be Tom Brady in my eyes is because Tom Brady never disrespected Justin Tucker. And Travis Kelce and Tom Brady were jerks to the least likely to be a jerk guy on the football team, which is the kicker. Justin Turner set up like he always does. He's kicking his stuff. Mahomes goes over and says, hey, it's in my way. First of all, who do you think you are? We're both football players. I've been in the league longer than you. Deal with it. But Justin Turner picks up his stuff and moves it over a little bit. It's no longer Patrick Mahomes' way. For some reason, Mr. Pfizer decides that that wasn't good enough, so he goes over and picks the stuff up and throws it off the field. And Justin Turner was still a class act after all of that. I'm not going to be a class act. I no longer like or respect.
Well, he wouldn't have done that to Adam Vinatieri, I can tell you that.
No, because Adam Vinatieri would have whooped his ass.
Right, exactly. He would have never done that to him.
Tom
Brady wouldn't have go there with Adam Vinatieri. I mean, that's the difference.
I looked past all of the shenanigans with Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. I can't turn my TV on without having to see them on every other commercial on TV. The biggest
right.
sellouts of all time. I was able to look past it. But what I cannot look past is being a jerk to Justin Turner. I took the Ravens to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think that was a bad call, but
I mean, you should have never bet against the Chiefs. I told you that. And one thing about it, and I used to hate wrestling in Kansas City. You know, God was very tired when he made Kansas City. If the United States needed an enema, they'd stick it in Kansas City. And I'm just telling you. I mean, it's a horrible place. Airport's the same 1980s look. And I mean, they haven't changed anything. It's frozen in time. I mean, it's like the only thing that's good there is barbecue.
Yeah.
They do have some good barbecue.
Yeah, but do they, or are they just telling us that for so long that we've bought into it?
Well, the latter. But it's Kansas City's a tired town.
Yeah.
Very tired.
Yeah.
And it's not one of my favorite places ever to go. I mean, not long ago, I was flying as I always do. And I had a stopover in Kansas City. Oh, man. That was brutal. It was the same carpet. It's when I was there. I mean, the same everything. And I'm like going, man, this is horrible. It's stuck in time. What are you waiting on? Harley Race to walk through the door? I mean, come on, you know?
Well, the other thing, the other kicker issue that I have to talk about is Dan Campbell. And
oh,
his
guy, what a screw up.
I he stuck by it always. It's his thing. But if he kicks two field goals, granted, that changes the whole course of history.
Well, if he would have kicked that instead of going for fourth down,
yeah,
if he would have kicked a field goal, you know, when you're on the road, you play for the tie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you get that, you never not take the points. I mean, you had 3 points, take the points, because that would have put you up with three scores. Well, he needed that. That field goal beat him. See, they would have tied the game, and they'd have forced it into OT. And you never know what would have happened. But we'll never know that because the stupid coach made and I love Campbell as a head coach, but his offensive coordinator stinks. Because he stopped doing what the Lions do best. He just stopped.
Yeah.
Why? I have no idea. He's like Kyle Shanahan was in Atlanta. You remember when they were up in that Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And then they quit. They quit running the plays, throwing the ball, doing everything. They did in shutdown mode. Let's see if kill the clock. Well, kill the clock killed you. That's what happened.
Yeah, I was the first time it happened. I was like, okay, this is his thing. I guess he's going to do it. It wasn't my favorite thing because it when you go for it on fourth down and you don't get it, it changes the field for you. You're giving them a shorter field where if you kick the field goal and you miss it, it's the same thing, but the odds are significantly lower. Although they were saying it's Statcast that he should definitely go for it on fourth down. But I think that the fact of the matter is Statcast is always wrong. It always seems to be wrong.
You can't go against football knowledge.
No. If Statcast was
let me tell you something. Stats has never won one game.
No.
You know that?
No.
Stats have never won crap. That's just good for gambling.
We all got killed when the kid from Harvard took over the Red Sox and used his analytics and and won the World Series for the Red Sox. And then they were like, it was a fluke. And then he goes to the Cubs and he wins the World Series for the Cubs. Now we're not looking at anything anymore other than the fact that the Statcast says it, so it's got to be right. Now because of that kid, what's his name? Who's the kid that Theo Epstein?
Remember the GM.
Theo Epstein. Yeah, he. Yeah. It's funny you brought up the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator because he's sticking around. He turned down the Washington Commanders. He decided he did not want that gig. Don't blame him, but he's
because hey. So what's your offensive coordinator? I mean, if you hire a head coach like Belichick, you're not job secure, believe me.
Yeah.
Because if Belichick came in there or Vrabel and says, I don't want you, who's going to go? You're going to go.
Yeah. All right, listen, buddy, we got to go. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, it's come down to it. We talked a lot of wrestling, which we should do more of. Wrestling's fun.
We can do that. Yeah, we'll do that because we have a lot of people that says, hey, come on, Eddie, talk a little bit of smack.
I mean, I don't know.
I can talk a little smack. I know professional wrestling like the back of my hand. And so, you know, we can incorporate a little bit in the show and fire some mothers up, which I love to do. Yeah. So, hey, let's have a good time, man. That's absolutely what it's all about. That's what Mouthing Off's about, you know, doing what you want to do.
All right. So we've got the Chiefs and the 49ers, Super Bowl. Who are you taking?
Well, I'm sticking with the Chiefs, man.
Good, because I'm going 49ers. I think that the 49ers are a team that is well put together. Their defense is incredible. Their offense is incredible. I'm excited to see this game because of the fact that there is question of whether or not the Chiefs are a dynasty and whether or not they can keep doing this. So it's not going to be... Really, I'm rooting for the 49ers because I now hate the Chiefs. I don't like the Justin Turner stuff. I'm gonna need an apology from both Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes before I'm off the bandwagon.
And because they're gonna be out, he's gonna be with Taylor Swift, and the rest of the team's gonna be with a bunch of hookers.
Eddie,
ready for the Super Bowl?
Why you gotta be so mean? Why you gotta be so mean?
I'm not mean. Just telling you the truth. Hey. You know, the 49ers, man, I love Christian McCaffrey.
Me too.
one of the greatest running backs. I mean, well, he is the leader in the NFL. And so I hate to bet against this guy or go against him because he's a gamer. And
yes.
Purdy's a gamer.
Yeah.
But the difference is Mahomes just makes it happen.
He seems to be a winner. He seems to be able to step in there and win.
He is a winner. He's a Texas boy, and I don't bet against some Texas boys.
Well, there's that, too. All right, man. So you're taking the Chiefs. I'm taking the 49ers. This will all be solved. My brother-in-law is talking about going. It's $10,000 for a ticket to the Super Bowl. We'll see if he comes through with one or not. Tell him goodbye, Eddie.
Well, until next week, this is Fast Eddie Mansfield, the Continental Lover, and Jeff Taylor saying so long, everybody.